This may be a non-commercial network, but we're about to play you some commercials that you cannot see on many commercial television stations. A Canadian-based group has been trying to buy airtime on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and also many American networks. They submitted 15 to 30-second ads to ad managers and executives, and they were quickly rejected. Seems the commercials were not appropriate for air because of their anti-commercial content. Tim Walker headed up this project for Adbusters magazine, and he joins us now from Vancouver. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine, thanks. And let's cut right to the chase here. Let's listen to the soundtrack of one of these television commercials. You can see here a guy who's basically just sitting on a sofa watching television.
Your living room is the factory. The product being manufactured is you.
And then the camera pans around so that you see that this guy watching television with glassy eyes has a barcode on the back of his neck. Tim Walker, what made you decide to launch this campaign?
For a long time, our organization has been in the social marketing game. We've been out there trying to talk about issues that are important to society and change people's minds. One of the most powerful mediums for that is the 30-second TV spot. So we've made a whole bunch of those and tried to put them on the major networks.
When you went to the television networks with these commercials, what did they say?
Pretty much across the board, their response was, why would we air this? This is against what we're all about. This is against consuming. This is against the people that are our life, but our sponsors. And those are the people we have allegiance to.
Don't they have a point? Why would they air this?
That's basically their position. Like, why would we bother? And basically, this is a group. They have their ability to broadcast because the government has allocated them a certain amount of spectrum to get into people's houses. And with that should come a certain mandate to serve the public good.
Tim Walker, let's listen to another one of your commercials that you attempted to get on television and that I believe did air some places. This is from the day after Thanksgiving, which is a big, big shopping day heading up to the Christmas season. But you guys had a different twist on it, as we hear in this commercial.
The average North American consumes 5 times more than a Mexican, 10 times more than a Chinese person, and 30 times more than a person from India. We are the most voracious consumers in the world, a world that could die because of the way we North Americans live. Give it a rest. November 28 is Buy Nothing Day.
And Tim Walker, I suppose we have to mention that the visual there was a gigantic pig that seemed to be practically devouring the United States.
That's right, superimposed on there, yeah.
What's your next step, Tim Walker?
We have some legal battles. Our big push is called the two-minute media revolution. We want the FCC in the States and the CRTC in Canada to mandate that any network that gets allocated spectrum to broadcast will be mandated to provide 2 minutes of free airtime for public citizen messages.
2 minutes of free airtime per hour, per day?
Per hour.
But who's going to decide which of those messages get on the air and which don't?
It's a great question, but we think if a message doesn't break any laws and someone wants to say it, that it should be able to be said.
I could think of any number of groups along the lines of the Klan, or you could name your own groups here, who could craft perfectly legal messages that would still be deeply offensive to a lot of people.
Sure, and I think democracy should be deeply offensive. I think people should be able to say what they want, and other people should have to listen to it. We have such a target-marketed society right now that you never have to hear anything you don't want, and that's not how democracy should work. You should be forced to hear things you don't like. Worst comes to worst, what does it make you do? It makes you angry, it makes you frustrated, it says, I'm going to fight against that message, and I'm going to get involved in this democracy, and it's going to do something about apathy. I mean, that's one of the biggest problems we face right now.
Tim Walker is the campaign manager for the Adbusters Free Speech Airtime Project, and he joined us from Vancouver, Canada. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steven.